Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome back to the Triforce podcast. This is going to be another week of archive footage from me and Sipsy's old Team Double Dragon. I can hear your sighs of exasperation. I know you're looking forward to some new PFLAX, Sips, Lewis content, but I'm in America again, so next week should be back business as normal. In the meantime, I hope you're enjoying listening through all of the old waffly worst bits of Team Double Dragon. We've got another hour of that coming up, so settle in. I hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome back.
I can't see my keyboard and I can't type properly. So what's up,
why
man?
Not?
How's it going?
Why can't you why can't you see?
Because I'm dumb, okay? I'm a really, really dumb guy.
Are you blind? Did something happen?
Yes. I got conscripted. I went off to fight in Vietnam, and I was out on a patrol in the jungle. And one thing led to another, and now I have an eye patch. And it really affects my hand-eye coordination in a big way, so I can't type properly.
Are you going to get that looked at?
No, I'm too lazy and traumatized to get it looked at, so
I thought
I would just go on the internet and complain about it to you, mostly.
Do you ever look at your keyboard, though?
Not
or
really.
Is it all by sense and feel now?
I mean, sometimes I look at my keyboard if I have to, you know, do like a really tricky keyboard maneuver sort of thing, like use a tilde or maybe like a dash or something that I'm not always used to using. Sometimes I have to do that. But otherwise, no, I don't really look at it at all. What about you?
Well, I'm drinking a bit of tea here, just so in case there's any slurping. But I noticed a couple of people around the office were pecking away at the keyboard, kind of like doing that thing where they look at the keyboard rather than look at the screen. Because I never look at the keyboard ever. I obviously... Yeah. Have spent too long. I do it entirely by feel, and I spell a lot of stuff wrong. But often I either just leave it or like fix it by backspacing, etc. But even then, I don't look down.
Do you backspace a lot? Like, will you delete the whole word and then just retype it, or do you just backspace what you need? Are you an efficient backspacer, or are you a non-efficient backspacer?
Well, I always thought I was pretty inefficient. I always thought I was pretty bad. But then I was like hanging around in the office just watching some people over the shoulder, and I noticed quite how bad they were at... I'm not going to name names.
Come on, name some names, please.
No, I'm not going to name any names.
Come on, dish out the
they'll
dirt.
Be embarrassed. No, I'm not dishing no
they'll,
dirt. There's
they'll
no
never
dirt
watch
dished.
This. They'll never even know. Come
no,
on.
They'll hear about it. All the people will post on Reddit and they'll start.
Like
speculation's going
like
to start
who
now.
Exactly.
This rumor's going to start. Lewis is going to... And the thing is, those people, they're going to know who they are. Anyway, after I've already
said
this. I don't
think they will.
Yeah, they'll know who
okay.
they are.
All right.
But yeah,
well, let's agree to disagree, because I don't think that they would ever know, but still.
What? Did you learn to touch type as a kid? Or when you were younger?
I learned the quick brown fox jumps over the fence typing. Remember that one?
Where you have to press every single
key. You had to type
key.
That out a million times until you sort of got good at typing. That's how I learned. That's how they did it back in the 80s.
Until you got good at typing.
Yeah, so you had to do it. You had to like up your keystrokes per minute. That was like the thing. So like if you could type that sentence out super duper fast, you were like a proficient typist. And then when you went for your guidance counseling, which was like a career advice and stuff like that, they would often turn around and be like, yeah, okay, well, you're going to be a secretary, even if that's not what you wanted to be, because apparently they're the only people in the whole world who do any typing whatsoever.
That's right. If you could type quickly, they were like, oh,
yeah,
my God,
you're a secretary
now. It was embarrassing, to say the least, that was what people assumed. I guess that is a nice qualification, but I think that often typing quickly is countered by what you actually type. And a lot of people can't even string a sentence together, you know, to actually. It's no good if you can't, you know, if it's no good if you can't actually make a coherent phrase or, you know, no, make people understand what you're trying to say. Yeah. If you could type the quick brown fox over and over again, that's whoopty fucking do. You could type the quick brown fox went jumped over well, the lazy dog. Like,
yeah, well, you
a
say
second.
That, but what if I was in a situation where I had to file a police report very quickly where actually a quick brown fox was involved, last seen jumping over a fence, and okay. It was critical to the defense or the prosecution's ability to charge the quick brown fox with a crime or defend him from one.
Well, precisely. I think that those kind of occasions
when
they come up.
I think you've discounted that. I think you're the perfect man for the job. I think you're very dismissive. I think you're very dismissive of the facts. Okay, I think you just jumped to conclusions. And that's why I've invented a new kid's toy, which is a mat. And it's called to a jump to conclusions map. And you have to literally hopscotch your way to conclusions.
I think the old classic thing, it's a horrible thing to say, but if you can't do, then teach, right? So if you can't, if you don't think you're good enough to actually do anything like math or science or whatever, then teach it instead. Now I think that's a bad precedent. Okay, I think that sets a bad example. I think that the people who I think unfortunately teachers are very undervalued in our society, and I think that teachers are not paid very well. It's sad to think that the people who are not very good are the people teaching our next generation. You know, I think that's sad.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I think you can find these teachers who have failed in life, okay, and have ended up in teaching because they couldn't get any other job, right? And as a result, they are trying to like pawn off their work on the students, almost a little bit like. A little bit like the student is a captive, their students are a captive audience for their crappy, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Their crappy
ideas.
I got the feeling
as well at school sometimes, you know. Like,
I'm not saying all of them. I think I've got some friends who are teachers. They are fucking amazing. And honestly, do you know what? Good for them choosing to be teachers, because I would not want to be a teacher in this day and age.
No, me neither.
You know, when every kid has a phone to film you and put you on the internet. You know, how embarrassing would that be if you
he didn't comb his mustache today. It goes viral, and then all of a sudden you can never get a date. Like, fuck.
Mr. Brindley, mustache viral.
Mr. Brindley forgot to do his pants up and had his dick out all day. Gone viral.
I mean, at least I can edit that stuff out, you know, on my videos. Because, you know, I do that
on my own YouTube channel. I look like a god on my own YouTube channel because I can edit all that stuff out. But, you know, I have no control over, like, another kid's YouTube channel.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there was that Scottish MP, wasn't there? So one of the Scottish MPs was elected recently, and she was quite young. I think she's in government at the moment, but she's quite young. And so she had a Twitter profile for the last couple of years. And, you know, obviously being only young, like 20 or something now, or maybe in her 20s, some of her tweets were up there were kind of a bit inappropriate, like, you know, her drunken night out tweets and things like this. And so I think I worry in a way that I don't worry necessarily, but yeah, I guess I do that a lot of young people put stuff on social media or the internet for no reason, okay? Yeah. I think that when you do stuff, you often need to do it with something in mind, okay? I.e.,
right.
What is the value of what you're getting back from putting something out on the internet, okay? If you have a Twitter feed where you just tweet out, you know, pictures of your, or an Instagram where you just tweet out pictures of your lunch or whatever.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I put my bathing suit on, stand in front of a mirror, and take pictures of myself, mostly.
Right. Why do you do that?
Because I think it's interesting. I think it makes me look interesting. I would like to see other people doing it as well. So, like, I'm trying to...
So it's like, I'll show you mine and you show me yours kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're doing it to kind of get reciprocal... You're trying to encourage other people to do it.
Trying to create a scene of people who like to show themselves off in their bathing suits. Yeah. But, like, the thing is, I'm lazy, so I don't always post pics of myself. But Trust me, I'm looking at all of them.
What do you think about privacy, Snowden, security? What do you think about the fact that basically everything that you look at through on the internet goes through a CIA tracking base, right? And gets stored in a massive data center in the middle of the desert, like 100 million quadrillion terabillion bytes, right?
Yeah.
And of everything you've ever done on the internet, it all gets stored on a server.
What, all my videos and everything?
Everything you do. Yeah, every website you look at, every email you send, everything you do on the internet, all gets stored in a big database, and they can track that and link that to you. And, you know, any time they want, okay, they can basically say, right, they can type in your name into the database. And be like, okay, these are the sites you visited. This is when he did them. These are the search things you typed into Google, you know, like baby formula, nappies, like all the stuff you type in, like on a daily basis.
Everything, yeah.
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 And then,
well,
what do you think about
to that? I don't think much about it. I mean, I do have one thing to say about that, and that's that I never actually wore the rubber underpants, okay? I just bought them for research purposes, and I threw them away pretty much instantly.
Right.
But you know what I mean? I don't know if I care about that. I know people get really sort of uptight about that invasion of privacy, and they're watching everything you do and stuff like that. And the thing is, yeah, there's records of all that kind of stuff, all the stuff that you look at, all the stuff that you do. I mean, think about your average person. What are they doing on the internet? What are they looking at? Probably a bunch of dumb shit. Probably a bunch of gross shit as well. Like, you just don't really think about it until it's presented to you, sort of thing, right? Like, you know, like if somebody was trying to make a case against somebody for being like a wild fucking pervert or something like that. But I think it's good in the sense that if people are really fucking deranged and they're trying to figure out ways to like kill thousands of people at once and stuff like that, and they have some way of identifying these people and then stopping them, I think that's a pretty good thing. I don't think it's too bad. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I'm glad in a way that it happens, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I don't want them to do it to me, but I'm glad that they do it to other people, if I'm brutally honest.
Well, I think it's kind of a, it's like the nothing to hide argument, isn't it, really? Yeah. It's like, well, look, if you've got nothing to hide, then you've got nothing to fear. The whole thing about, you know, it's, if you're a good guy, it doesn't matter. But
yeah, I didn't really want my wife to know
Edward
about
Snowden
my vast
had a really
enemy
good thing
collection.
To say about. But Edward Snowden had a really good thing to say about this. He said, arguing that you don't care about the right to privacy because you have nothing to hide is no different than saying you don't care about free speech because you have nothing to say. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of change, a lot of social change, a lot of major change in our country has happened through people breaking the law and through fringe and through people on the edges really getting out there. And, you know, we talked about this earlier in this same episode, but, you know, 20 years ago, the treatment of gay people was very, very different to how it is now.
Yeah.
And the attitudes towards
it was. It was a lot less accepted.
So
it
you
was
can't
seen
say
as,
that we
but
have
then you
the
have
perfect
to,
society, right?
We don't, and we never will. But the thing is, you have to remember as well that a lot of this stuff is in context, right? Like, arguably 20, 30 years ago, I would say that religion sort of being intertwined with state was a lot more common and had a lot more sort of power and sway, whereas nowadays I don't think it does so much, because I think that there's been a lot of movement against that over the past like 10, 20 years, where it's like, you know, separate church from state, you know, don't make decisions based on religion or whatever. We have a society and a government. We need to make these. And I think that like a lot of the stuff that was sort of said about people who are gay and stuff like that a long time ago was off the back of religion as well, because I think still now I don't think religion accepts it at all. But I think now society and certainly government has accepted it a lot more, you know, because there's a lot more rights, isn't there? Like, I mean, two men can get married now legally in a lot of places, whereas that never happened like 20, 30 years ago. And in fact, that would be outrageous 20 or 30 years ago, I think.
Yeah. So this guy said, Bruce Schneier said, if one could give me six lines written by the hand of the most honest man, I would find something in them to have him hanged. So, you know,
yeah, that's true too,
the fact that, you know, if you couldn't see exact, you know, if you were running for prime minister, that rubber set of pants, you know, would be on the front page of the newspaper and they'd call you, you know, rubber pants guy forevermore.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, now that thing you did when you were young will be held against you for the rest of your life, kind of thing.
But it'll never be as bad as it was for people 20 years ago or whatever, because the way that society works and the way that it has worked is, you know, people become a lot more lax with things and become a lot more liberal about things, right? Like things are just become more acceptable. Certain things, obviously not everything, but certain things become a lot more acceptable over time and stuff like that. And people in the future who are going to become politicians won't be judged on the same things that their predecessors were, like, at all. You know what I mean? Like, maybe like when Reagan was running for president and somebody found out that he had an affair with like a maid or something like that. Maybe 30 years ago, that would have been like, oh, fuck, no way. You know, that's it. His whole candidacy is ruined. But maybe nowadays it'd be like, yeah, well, you know, people like to have sex. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
I don't think we're quite at that point yet, but I think that it shows that like tolerances change over time. So, we're not always going to be judged for like the same shit sort of thing.
I don't know if you heard it in the last episode, but my doorbell rang. I don't know if you heard it in the background, but yeah, it was like in the middle of last episode and it kind of put me off a little bit because I rent a flat, okay? And if you rent a flat, you have certain rights. Okay? And one of those rights is that people can't, specifically the landlord,
ring your doorbell?
No, people can't come into your flat. Okay, unless you've given them permission. Okay, or you've organized the time.
So is somebody standing right behind you right now and you're passively aggressively pointing this out to them in a recording?
No.
But... because that would be hilarious. I mean, I would say, can we get a webcam for this one?
What happened yesterday was... because I'm one of these people who...
Can I guess before you tell me?
Yeah, go on.
You were in the middle of wetting your whistle... in a major way, on a leather couch in your living room. And the landlord decided, fuck this guy, this is my flat. I'm going to show around one of the potential new tenants, the flat. And they walked in, and there you are, completely naked, on a leather couch, all lubed up. And you're like, you know, I have rights. And everybody started screaming.
Well, actually... what I did was...
actually, yeah, you're totally right.
So here's the thing, right? The landlord is selling this flat, okay? And he wants me to leave.
Selling it?
Now, obviously, I'm not supposed to have any contact really with the landlord because he does it through a letting agent. So I signed up with a letting agent called whatever they're called. I'm not going to say what their name is, but... they're okay.
You don't want to big them up. You don't want to big them up.
I don't
want to
big
them
up. I also don't want to get them in trouble either.
Sponsored by findaflat.co.uk. You need a flat? We got them.
No, it's just a local letting agency, so they're all sorts of them.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you know they, you know, if you own a house, you just go to or a flat. You just go to this letting agency. You say, hey, can you let out my flat? They say, sure. You say, I'm going away for a year, so just, you know, you handle everything. And they say, sure. And you pay them a certain percentage or fee or whatever. And it's boring, but you know how it works. The world works like that. Okay, anyway, basically, I don't think that the landlord should have any interaction with me, okay? And I also don't think he's supposed to. And he's certainly not allowed to come into the property, okay, under any circumstances, really, unless... right. He specifically agreed it with me. Anyway, most landlords are cunts, okay? And I will say this right now. Partly because they're... I'm not saying all of them are, but every one that I have experienced and interacted with has been, okay?
Wow, okay.
Because they are, you're staying in their flat and they assume that you basically are a turd, right? And they want you to, and they assume that anything that goes wrong with the flat at all ever is your fault. And they're really, really annoyed to have to fix anything that goes wrong, okay? They're like, oh,
well,
God,
it costs
fuck
money.
Me, I don't want to have to, you know, do
spend
this.
Spend money. No.
God. So I've stayed in this flat for 4 years, okay? In the 4 years that I've been here, there's been nothing, right? Not a single thing that's gone wrong, okay? However...
Right. What about that time your boiler went down, though? Because that went wrong.
Well, even I paid to get that fixed, and he didn't...
Oh, did you?
You know, yeah, and he hasn't even paid for that, so...
That's crazy.
I assume I'm going to be able to get that back when I leave. I'll add it to the fucking list of complaints that I have. Anyway, yesterday... Okay.
How is that list, by the way?
So about a couple of months ago, I found some mold growing in the back on the wall of one of the cupboards, okay, in my flat. Have I told you this?
Yeah.
I have told you this.
No, you haven't. I don't recall any mold.
And so there's like some black mold, okay, growing in the back of my cupboard. And it was a cupboard that I used to just store crap. So when I moved into the flat, it had a lot of crap in it, right? Like a bunch of broken chairs and a load of an old lamp and stuff like that. And because it's a tiny flat and I couldn't be asked to like... I didn't want to chuck them away because they were on the inventory, you know? And if I left, okay, the flat... Or if I chucked them away when I left, the inventory would say 3 chairs, right? So I didn't want to chuck them away because then they would say, oh, okay, you need to pay for 3 new chairs, right? So anyway, I had this cupboard full of crap like duvets, pillowcases, all this stuff that had been left that I didn't want to use, right?
And it went all fucking moldy?
And so I put it all in this moldy cupboard, in this cupboard. And so a lot of it, went all moldy and stuff. And so
Was it the duvet that your great nan gave to you?
No, it was all the flat stuff. It was all stuff from in the flat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, I took pictures of it all. So the first thing you should always do, okay, everyone, listen to this. This is really useful. We have smartphones these days.
Yeah.
You can take pictures of fucking everything. Do so, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
including
that
yourself.
That point will become more relevant as this story goes on. But I took a load of pictures of everything, and I told him I told the letting agents, and they said, "Oh yeah, no, okay, we'll send the landlord around." And so one day the landlord comes around, but he said I'd like to come around, and so I said, "Okay, I'll meet you." And so he came around and he had a look and he was like, "This is clearly your fault."
Did you make a big steamy pot of pasta?
No, he said, no, of course I didn't. What the fuck? Anyway, he said, this is clearly your fault. You must have spilled a load of water in this cupboard, okay? And I said,
right.
Sure. And he said, I want you to clean it up. And I said, sure, right? And so because I didn't want to deal with this asshole.
Sounds like a very friendly exchange so
and
far.
I said to him, I don't think it is that, right? But if some more mold comes back in this cupboard... on your head be it, okay? I'm not taking any responsibility. Anyway, cut forward a month, okay? I don't use that spare room. I've taken everything out of that cupboard. I look in that room. The mold has spread. I cleaned it up, okay? I cleaned all the mold up and I painted it all over. But the mold now has spread across the entire wall of the spare bedroom, right? And it's a fucking nightmare in there, right? It's like, holy shit. And I'm like actually now like slightly nervous to be in my flat. Because of all the mold in here, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway, so I took a few pictures, sent it back to the people, and, you know, a week goes by and nothing, and a week goes by and nothing. And so I'm like, you know, I told them, what the fuck, you know, at least I've got a record of the emails where I told them, I've got pictures of when, you know, of it getting worse. It's like, I'm totally safe, right? In terms of my, because I read about these people who got sued by their landlord. Because they didn't report mold that there was in a property that they rented, okay? And the landlord sued them for more than their deposit. So normally, like, when you're in a flat, you think, oh, okay, here's another thing about being in a flat. You pay a deposit when you move in. And you think that's the most that they can possibly charge you. Like, you could wreck the flat and they think, oh, well, I've only got a £2,000 deposit. So I could just, that you know, it's never going to get worse than that, even if I completely fuck it up. But no. That's not true at all. If you fuck a flat up badly, you know, they can sue you and it'll take claim damages off you and make you pay a lot more than your deposit. So the letting agency say we're sending around a guy, okay? And so I'm like, okay, a guy, when's he coming? They say, when's it convenient? Because they have to arrange it with me. And so, in fact, they can't even really get in to do anything unless they give me a day and notify me by mail. Normally, they have to notify me by mail at least a week in advance or with reasonable notice, right? They can't just turn up unannounced. Well, they can ring on the doorbell, but they're certainly not allowed to come in unannounced. Anyway, fucking some maintenance guy comes and I meet him and he's like this guy who just absolutely stinks for some reason of sweat. And I'm like, holy shit. Anyway, I show him the mold. He's like, oh, yeah, it's quite a lot of mold there. And I'm like, yeah. And he's he starts rubbing himself all over the wall, like touching it all over the place. Like, no fucking, not scared at all.
No
okay?
fucking clothes on.
And he's it's really warm. It must be the hot water pipe next door that's burst. Obviously, it's probably a lot worse on their side. Oh, yeah, by the way, the reason I looked in the spare room was because I got a notice stuck on my door by the building manager who said there's been a lot of leaks in some of these flats weren't built very well. It's just a hub of the pipes been leaking.
Where the fuck
you might
do
want
you
to
live?
Check. It's like a brand new flat in a fancy place. Don't.
Oh, never mind. Brand new ones are always the worst. That's why you should always get an old place, man. They're, you know, they're tried, tested, and true.
Made of actual bricks. Rather than a cupboard. I mean,
they make them out of cardboard now. New places are made out of shit.
New places are fucking... You pay like £300,000 for a place made out of shit, fucking tiny. Yeah. Oh, it's garbage. Yeah. You've got to think like... It's sad, really. It's really sad that house prices... They can't stay this high much longer because... You know,
they won't. There'll be a crash. Don't worry.
Honestly.
Man. You'll be fine.
I'm looking forward to it. But it doesn't matter... Yeah, I'm fine. I don't own my own place, so it's okay. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. Even if I did, it's fine. Who cares?
Right.
Look.
Yeah. Okay.
So he fucked off.
Yeah.
And then a week later, I'm just sitting here in my. So this was yesterday. A week later, I'm just sitting here in my pajamas and my dressing gown, and I hear the doorbell ring.
I mean,
now, the doorbell.
Did this whole thing happen while you were in your pajamas? Because that's
most
weird
of it
too.
Did. Yeah, most of this all happens in pajamas. Yeah,
so the landlord and the pipe inspector all came over, and there you are sitting in your pajamas.
Well, no, okay.
Thing
so
is, you know, you're saying that your landlord's a cunt, but if you want to be taken seriously, maybe put a fucking suit on next time before somebody comes over.
So listen, yesterday, right? I'm very organized with my schedule because I have to be, right? I'm very organized. I turn up to everything on time. I very rarely am late for things,
me too.
Okay? Right? Because it annoys me, right? And so I have a schedule. And it's not a diary, it's a schedule. So I have it on Google Docs. We all have one. You know, I can look at you and I can show you. You know what schedule is. I can show you what I was doing 2 weeks ago at 10, at 2, at 4, whatever. Okay? And
yeah,
I know
very organized.
When I hear if the doorbell of my flat rings, that means there's someone right outside. Now, that means they've gone through two security doors to get outside my flat. Okay? Now, most of the time, it's people, if their doorbell rings, it's going to be someone, one of my neighbors or something like that, who might want, I don't know, a can opener, whatever. I don't know what neighbors might want, but
no,
who knows,
that
right?
doesn't happen, does it?
Yeah, it's happened before.
Your neighbors actually come over and ask you for shit. You got to fucking move. Holy shit. Your place sounds really bad, like in every way.
Well, it's only happened a couple of times, okay? So it doesn't happen very often, or it's...
I've lived in a lot of places.
It was the police, right? And they were like, hey, we've looked at your internet browser history. We saw that you bought a set of rubber pants and, you know...
Oh, no. And you were I don't fucking care. But, and guess what, motherfucker? Yes, right. I've got them on under my jeans right now. And you pulled your pants right down. They're like, sir, we're going to take you in. That is unacceptable.
Anyway, so the doorbell rings. And I'd say when the doorbell rings in places that I live... 90% of the time, I don't answer it, okay?
Right.
That's just who I am, right? I just don't answer the door. I don't answer the door. Now, sometimes I will sneak up very, very quietly to the door and look through the peephole at the person in the
corridor. Of your own door?
Yeah.
To see who it is. Yeah. Sorry. Okay? Outside, yes. I get you.
Yeah. And then I will silently back off so they don't think I'm there and they'll leave me alone, okay? I didn't do it in this case. I just thought... Because I can't remember what I was doing, but I was like I am now. So I'm wearing a pair of pajama bottoms. Okay, I'm wearing an old T-shirt. Yeah. I'm wearing a dressing gown, which is white and woolly and fluffy, and I wash it about once every 3 weeks, so it kind of gets a bit grungy after a while. But I do wash it. Okay,
sure.
And I'm wearing a pair of socks. Okay, that's all. Anyway, I hear that terrible, I'm getting really nervous already talking about it. I hear that terrible sound of a key turning in the lock. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
so you rush to put your clothes on.
What
really
the
quick.
Fuck? No. So I get my, I was like, first of all, I was like terrified because I thought,
jeez.
And also I was really, really pissed off because I thought,
right.
Who is letting themselves into my flat unannounced? Okay. So I went up to the door with my phone and I took pictures of the person who was coming in the door as they were coming in the door, right?
And who was it?
It was obviously my fucking landlord letting himself in unannounced, uninvited, thinking, oh, he must be at work or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took a load of pictures.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I sent them to the agency saying, are you aware that this landlord just lets himself into people's properties unannounced?
Send it to the fucking police next time. See how he likes that.
Well,
sir, we're going to have to take you in. Seems that you've been letting yourself into somebody's flat with a key.
If you're a woman,
fucking asshole.
Right? If I was a woman, that would have been a lot scarier. Okay? And it's nice that we have smartphones these days, because if I was a woman, like, I would... maybe even I would do this as a man. The thing is, if I hadn't recognized him as the landlord, the first thing I would have done is tweet that picture out. I would have been like, there's a man coming to my flat right now. And I would have tweeted that. And then I would have said to him, hello, sir, whoever you are, you've just illegally entered my flat. I've posted a picture of your face onto my Twitter feed in case you're going to murder me. So I suggest you leave right the fuck now.
Is
so
that what you said to him?
No,
you wanted to say to him. You had a dream about it later.
I said, oh, hello.
Like, fuck, I should have said
and he
that
said, oh, hello, I've come to look at the mold. And I said, we met before. And he said, yeah. And I said, I told you that if the mold came back, it was your fault because I didn't do it. And he said, oh, did you? And I said, yeah. And then he looked at the mold. He was fucking horrified, right?
Yeah.
He was like shitting his pants. I was like, this is pretty bad, isn't it? And then he fucked off. But he was like totally unnerved by the fact that I'd taken a load of pictures of him. What a cunt. Anyway,
did you say I'm going to put them... you should have said I'm going to put them on Facebook. That was a great story. honestly, I wasn't sure where it was going at first, but it ended with a bang. Holy fuck, that was crazy.
And I think, do you know what though? I think a lot of people will think that I'm some sort of psychopath about the way that I handled that situation.
No,
because
I think it was a pretty normal situation.
I think
you're wrong about that.
Right?
I think most people will assume that you're some sort of diva based on how you handled that.
Okay. I'm sorry,
not
guys.
So much
I don't know. Maybe I am like a complete psychopath. Who knows? But it's kind of a normal situation that I don't know. It just sort of, it's such a boring, everyday, normal situation that just irked me to the point where, I don't know, I went a bit mad, I guess. Well, the problem is that you only half play the game because you're half trying to listen to me. And I don't play the game at all. I'm not really aware of what's going on at all because I'm just rambling about garbage. So,
yeah,
but I
like last
use
time,
half my
I mean,
brain
let's take stock a second. What did you ramble about last time I played this game? You said you didn't like teachers. You didn't like landlords. You had a deep distrust of dentists for some reason. I don't even know where that came from. You know better than your doctor, apparently,
which is bullshit.
I mean, those guys have to train really hard, like for you to walk in with your like turtleneck and your glasses and think that you know better is just bullshit.
That's a classic problem that doctors have, though, these days, is that everyone Googles everything.
It's true. Yeah, my doctor actually said that to me. He's like, God, I hate the internet. I said, why, doc? What's wrong with the internet? I love it. You know, like I play games on the internet, hang out with my friends. We can have a good time while we're all online. And he's like, yeah, but you know how many armchair doctors it's created? And I was like, oh fuck yeah, I never really thought about that. You get all these guys who go on to like WebMD and they're like, oh shit, I had a really itchy ass this morning, guess that must mean that I have AIDS. They
or
like
worms.
Do a
or
self-diagnosis and apparently that's not the best.
I think that when you do start doing that, the thing you don't necessarily get is a more the problem is like if you Google chest pains, it's going to be like heart attack, you're having a heart attack or something pretty serious. Or like if you Google I've got a lump, they're like cancer, whereas like 99% of the time, well, not 90. I'm not a doctor, so I don't actually know what the percent of the time is.
I was going to say,
I think
that's
a good percent of the time.
It's pretty confident 99% there for somebody who's not even a
doctor. A good percent of the time, you know, you having an achy leg does not mean you've got varicose veins or whatever. You know, it's not gonna be that bad. I think that's that. I think a lot of people are very hypochondriacs because of the internet. They think that, you know, they wake up and they've got like an erection and they're like, oh my god, the world is ending. I must have like,
what happened to my penis? I've never had this before. Yeah,
exactly,
it's much bigger than it usually is. It's hard too. It feels very sensitive.
I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I think you should go to the doctor for even the most trivial things. Just like head over there and be reassured.
Especially if you can go for free too, right? Like, I mean,
oh yeah, that's the thing. I guess in America, where you know you can't go for free, then it's always I suppose it's a lot of people in America. It's different, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, because everything costs money over there. Like if you lose two fingers, okay, in like in a bandsaw accident or whatever, and you manage to find the two fingers out in a field, and you put them in an ice box and you take them to the hospital, doc, I lost my fingers, stitch me up. And then he could be like, okay, well, to stitch up your index finger, that's going to cost you $15,000. To stitch up your middle finger, that's going to cost $30,000 because it's longer. It's a longer finger, so you have to pay more. And so then you're like left with this weird choice that you never thought you'd ever had to choose before. Like, which finger do I value more, my index or my middle finger? Because I can only afford one of them to get stitched back on.
It's a shame.
That sucks.
It's a shame, isn't it, that we live in this world
It's wretched, isn't it?
It's the fucking
worst world. I mean, somebody save us from this stupid world. I hope some aliens come by and they're like, we're enlightened. We won't make you pay to get your fingers put back on, but we will probe you anally a couple of times. Hope you don't mind. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Fucking do it. Get right up in my ass. I don't mind.
So have you read any other comments out of this?
No, you know what? People. I'm very selective with my comment reading. I like reading tips and stuff. Not so much reading about how I'm retarded. So I tend to skip those ones. I don't know if you feel the same, but having somebody point out my mental limitations is not a way I like to spend my quality free time.
I can read you some comments if you like from
videos.
Oh,
I would love to, yeah. Please be selective, though, and don't break my heart, my achy breaky heart. Please.
My achy breaky heart.
Yeah.
Alex Blackstar Altai says, this is nice, but can we get Lewis to play? Because this channel is really just Lewis rambling with Sips half pays attention.
He's true.
I guess he wants it the other way around. He wants you rambling with
he's
me
right.
pay half attention.
You know what? That guy has
a point.
Excellent observational skills.
He has
I mean, that's something, isn't it? He's right, though. That is, you figured us out, everybody. That is the format of our channel. For now, anyway. We have plans, right?
Well, plans. No, not really.
We don't really. I was just trying to get you excited, but hopefully
the thing
you're
is,
still excited.
Reading these comments is a little bit weird and out of context, because I don't quite know what they refer to often.
All right. Well, what video are you reading the comments from? Because that might give you a clue.
Any video. Well, I've got latest comments. So it's like the comments that have just come in the last like 6 hours. Of course, pencils are still used in school. There's no way I'm doing math with a pen. That is from Ghost Thane.
So that's what we talked about. That's a good point, actually. I mean,
we wondered that if we teched up past pencils and we'd like gone on to, you know, no one used them anymore. But no, apparently people do still use them. They rub out their math with them and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Jack Bridgman says, hey, Sips, do you remember apple juice? Did you have that when you were at school, or were you a filthy milk drinker?
Oh, my God, no. Okay, where I grew up, my friend, we did not get milk at school, okay? We had to bring all of our own shit. And if you think that I brought milk with me in my bag to school, you are mistaken, okay? We had to bring our own McCain juice boxes to school because our school would not provide us with anything. We didn't get pencils. We didn't get paper. We had to pay for our own books. Holy shit, it was awful. Like, it was like in the 80s, right? When they were like clamping down on all that kind of stuff. Because I think in the 60s and 70s, you were fine. You know, you went to school and they just gave you everything. And then maybe in England, they gave you a bit more after the fact, but not in, not where I grew up in Canada. It's like pretty hardcore. You had to bring everything. So no, I did not drink milk at school. I drank probably apple juice that I had to bring from my own home that my parents had to buy themselves. It was tough times. I had to walk on my hands to school for 20 miles every day with no shoes on my hands either. It's terrible.
Joshy Boy 82, I actually watched this video while eating a radish, lettuce, and cherry tomatoes with miso soup dressing. I'm drunk and this is the only food in my house. Last night, I ran out of food, Sips.
And I had to eat your own penis?
I had a bowl of couscous with
wow, okay.
Pickled beetroot in it. It was
Fuck me.
It was very nourishing.
Yeah, tell me more about what it's like to just be the filthiest fucking millennial in the entire world.
I'm a big bachelor, so you know.
I'm a big bachelor. Yeah.
It's,
you are a big bachelor.
It's easy to just slob out, not buy food, and just see what's in the cupboard and end up eating something which is just made up of leftovers. Yeah, I do that a lot. There seems to be a lot of complaining about the difference between...
Okay, don't read those ones because...
No, because we talked about sugar, okay? Because I watched a bunch of documentaries and there's like a book about how sugar is really bad for you, right?
Right, yeah.
And basically, you know, if you want to lose weight, first thing to do is start cutting sugar out of your diet because it's bad. And people are saying, oh, there is a difference between different types of sugar. There's good ones and bad ones. Shut the fuck up.
No, there is, though. And the reason is that the sugar that you get in fruit juice and Coca-Cola and stuff like that isn't, like, intertwined with, like, any fiber or anything like that. So you basically the naturally occurring sugar that you get by eating a piece of fruit or, you know, sugar that you might get in, like, I don't know, like a cereal or something like that, takes longer for your body to like actually absorb and process sort of thing. So it is actually better for you. But
I don't think
if you have sugar that is in a juice or like in a Coke or something like that, it's straight up ready to be absorbed. So your body absorbs it very quickly. And that's when you get like a sugar rush and like a dip.
I don't think there's such a thing as a sugar rush.
And that's how you get
fallacy.
Diabetes very quickly.
There's no such thing as a sugar rush. There's two types of sugar. One of them is the American sugar, which is made from corn syrup, which the American government subsidizes, and that's why it goes in everything. You know,
okay.
Basically, corn in America is cheaper than it costs to make because the government pays for it, basically. And wants to keep everyone in jobs and keep farming and keep the economy going. And so what they do is they pay farmers to grow corn, and that's why everything in America has fructose. High fructose corn syrup at the end. Yes, that is effectively it's sweet, it's sugar. It is found in other stuff, fructose. It's found in like honey. And the problem is that the human body doesn't really have a process to break it down properly. Anyway, if you're interested about this, don't fucking take advice off two idiots on the internet. But no, basically...
Well, one idiot, you mean. Take advice from the guy
really
who knows
only
what
two
he's talking
types
about,
of sugar,
but,
yeah. Sucrose and fructose. And sucrose is bad for you, and fructose is very bad for you. So there is no good sugar. You know, you can eat fruit, sure. It's not too bad. It hasn't got that much sugar in it. If you eat like an entire apple or an entire banana, like the amount of sugar in there isn't too bad. It's when it gets juiced and you get the equivalent of 10 apples worth of sugar into one fucking tiny shot. That's when it gets bad.
Yeah.
All right? People out there, I'm not talking to you, Sips.
No, no, but listen, I've got some advice, okay? If you don't want to, if you think that we're idiots and we don't know what we're talking about, that's fine. But I will give you some good advice right now that goes a little something like this, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I think that if you have everything in moderation, you will be fine, okay? If you want to eat a piece of cake, go for it. But don't have 50 million pieces of cake in one day, okay? Have a piece of cake, but also have like a nice meal that has like some veg in it, maybe like
you,
a bit of meat.
I think here's the problem, right? You don't understand.
Do a bit of exercise in the day as well. That would be good as well. Get outside, get some vitamin D, you know, get in the sun and everything. Do a little bit of everything and you'll be fine. You won't get huge, you won't get unhealthy, you won't get the diabetes. You'll be fine. If as long as you just do a little bit of everything every day and you behave in moderation, you'll be fine.
Right?
Yeah.
The fattest people out there will say that they do all that stuff. They'll say to you, I do stuff in moderation. I do exercise.
Okay, well,
I would argue
that they're lying.
I don't think they're lying. I think they're deluded.
No, they are. Straight up. They are lying.
No, I don't think they're lying. I think they're deluded. I think they just don't realize and don't have any kind of concept, which is why... If you are, look, I'm not a nutritionist. I don't know shit about nutrition. I don't know shit about anything, okay? But if you are overweight, then do something about it and don't take Sips's diet plan of do a bit of everything.
Yeah, do a bit of everything. I'm telling you, you'll be fine. I mean, don't do a bit of everything if you're already morbidly obese, okay? That is not a good idea.
Start
if
doing
you're morbidly
a little bit
obese,
of everything.
Go on an action plan so that you can get down, you know, get your BMI within the limits and stuff, and then do a little bit of everything, and you'll be fine.
Get some BMI. Go for it.
There.
Listen.
That's some solid advice for free as well. I mean, come on.
For free.
That's free advice.
I think that people who actually listen to this
podcast, to the advice that your doctor is going to hate. Top 10 diet tips.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. I feel bad. Sometimes on this podcast, I feel guilty, okay, that the advice we give is so bad. And I feel like we should do a good job. I feel like, because I have got a sort of scientific educational background, I feel upset when people call me on the bullshit. But at the same time,
you can't admit to that.
I don't really.
I'm not
going to
cut that either. So you're in trouble now. You know, everybody is going to really lay it on you in a major way now that they know that it upsets you. You're never going to be able to say anything in this town again and be taken seriously. You realize that.
Well, though, at a certain point in time, though, I think this is something I learned from you, was that you just have to not care. You know,
well,
just
that
to let go.
Did you learn that from me?
We're just doing this thing and throwing it out there.
I love this. I love how this conversation has descended into, hang on a second, do I really want to do YouTube anymore? Like, I'm really putting myself, fuck, I think I'm done.
This is what happens when I read YouTube comments. This is what you've caused.
No, come on. They're not that bad. Jeez. You have to, you know what? You know what the best way to deal with YouTube comments is? Imagine that they're all written by the guy from the South Park episode of WoW. You know, the guy with like the fucking wrist brace. And he was sitting there with his like maxed out, twinked out, min-maxed World of Warcraft character. You know, the big guy. Imagine that every comment on YouTube is written by him. And then read them in the voice of Hans Moleman from The Simpsons. And it makes them a million times better.
I'm looking at these YouTube comments where everyone is saying, I'm very disappointed with how Lewis is talking out of his ass. And I'm like, hey, you know what?
Well,
if you're
actually
fat,
saying that,
fuck you. And do you know what? Maybe you need to learn some shit. Because I'm not fat. You might have noticed this.
No, like, I mean, you're like the polar opposite of that, actually. I'd say that you're wiry.
And you're not fat either. You have a vegetarian diet. You're very thin. I think America could learn a lot from us, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe.
And I know I talk out of my ass a lot, but really what I'm trying to do on this is provoke you to learn yourself.
That's
and not
right.
listen to what the man tells you, okay?
That's right.
Even
tough
in
love.
School, don't listen to the man, right? Learn yourself. And, you know, if you want to lose weight, good luck to you, because God, it's really hard. People who
it
have
really
to,
is. God, I tell you what, are on a it's diet, really fun putting it on, but holy
feel
shit, it's
so
tedious
sorry
getting it
for
off.
You. Yeah. And do you know what? I think it's often the fault of parents. I have to say this: not educating their kids about food and not feeding their kids properly when they're young. And you know, if you're a teenager and you're fat, holy shit, it's your parents' fault, really. You know, because you've not been, you know, you don't look after yourself, you don't feed yourself, and so you need to.
Whoa!
Good luck getting out of that spiral, and it's hard work, but it's very doable, and it just involves very much changing what you have in your house and counting calories probably to start with, and cutting out key things like sugar is the main thing that needs to go, and it's in everything. Sugar is in everything. It's a real plague in our society right now. Everyone's addicted to sugar. It's in everything. It's in yogurt. It's in cereal.
Go for
it's
some
in fucking
right now,
everything.
Actually. Yeah.
And so, sorry, shifts.
God, give me some fucking Snickers bars or something. That'd be great.
God, I had to get that out of my system.
No,
wow.
It's fine, man. Don't worry. I know. I feel the same way. When I read a YouTube comment, sometimes I like rage out too.
It causes me to just
not
lose
normally
my shit
in a recording.
Tips. I feel like Hitler though now.
You are Hitler,
for
I'd
calling
say.
Everyone fat. I'm
what
sorry,
do you
want
to
sure
do? You
want to
round
sure
up all the fat
people
now, and you know?
Do you know what though? Also, do you know what? So we can talk a little bit about this, okay?
Shit.
People who crusade on behalf of other people, okay?
Oh yeah.
So people who say, "I'm really angry you said that about fat people. I'm not fat." But if I was fat, I'd be really angry about it. No, you fucking necessarily wouldn't necessarily not be, right?
Of course. That's
because,
right. Yeah.
Because I'm angry. You're angry on behalf of other people, right? How do you know that they're angry? So there used to be this thing, right, where we talked about this in previous episodes as well, where sticks and stones, right? Where people didn't
sticks
used to get
stones.
Upset by people calling each other anything. Yeah. That was, you were supposed to not be offended.
Wait, check the comments on that episode. See if you can find it.
Shit.
I don't even know if I called the episode Sticks and Stones, because there's probably some really good comments in there too, I would imagine.
Okay.
Well,
that might
actually
take me a minute.
There was one time a stick did break my bones. So.
One time I was beaten up by a that's right though. That's what we want.
You don't want people to get beaten up. No, come on.
No, we do.
No, it's not nice.
What have we got here? We got Sips and Lewis borderline offend 70% of their fan base for 10 minutes. Right, well, there you go, Wizard Spoon, right? First of all, you fucking picked out a random number out of your ass there. 70%. How do you know that? But
he's like a human calculator. He was born in like 1998 or whatever. That's like around the time when human calculators became like a thing, isn't it?
It's fine. Every generation thinks the next one is entitled and immature. Guess what?
Guess what?
They're younger. People mature as they get older. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with categorizing people.
Because
that's very
makes,
true.
It helps me make sense of the world around me. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't judge.
Yeah.
I'll do all the judging around here. You millennial.
I don't know.
Oh man.
So I think if all this podcast does
is anger everybody in the
is piss you off
universe.
And
holy
give
shit,
you poor
who can we
advice.
Anger today?
Do you know what? There are communities out there for advice on anything, and you should use your moral judgment and your brain to decide which ones of those are bullshit and which ones of those are not. You know, if you want to learn how to be a better person, there's lots of philosophies that have been created since the dawn of time to try and do that.
To help you get better.
Yeah. And, you know, it might be a community of people who talk about the best ways to go to the gym or to think about our place in the universe. Whatever it is, there's people out there, okay?
Yeah, one or two at least.
And there's no concrete ways to do anything in this life. There's no concrete ways set down to live your life or make decisions or choose what to do. You have to just come up with your own way through this mixed up world, this crazy world.
It's crazy. It's wretched. It's all wrong. And I'm right about pretty much everything, I would say.
What do you think
of that?
Well,
yeah, sure.
It has been known to be the case.
It has been known. It is known.
It's just a kind of stream of consciousness.
It just comes out.
Well, we record it early in the morning, okay?
Yeah,
when
that's true.
I've barely woken up.
And yeah.
The last thing I've had time to do is compose my thoughts. And also, I've not really also been very one of these people who can just talk off the cuff about stuff confidently.
I don't know. You always struck me as somebody who can speak off the cuff.
This is one of the big points, I think, that I always talk about, that I am so terrified of being wrong, being picked up on, and being called out.
No, it shows.
That I'm very... Kind of ambiguous.
Yeah.
I'm very very equal-sided sometimes in the things
I
say.
Yeah.
And whereas some people are so confident and set in their ways and, you know, they'll tell you exactly what they think, and then when they get called out for being wrong later, they'll just be totally unapologetic about it, you know?
True.
Some people are quite happy to... Like Donald Trump, I guess, is a good example of someone who is... just totally willing to just lie, like, or be completely.
What did he lie about recently? I haven't really been keeping up on all of that because I.
Well, there's some
just don't really care
stuff
about.
Gets posted on Reddit,
okay,
from this PolitiFact website or whatever,
right?
And when a politician does a speech, it says, you know, Donald Trump said that, you know, all the filthy Mexicans coming in are gonna cause U.S. jobs to get used up or whatever, and the reality is that probably a bit of immigration is a good thing, okay, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the economic facts don't match what he's saying. So he has a certain amount, and we have a certain amount of data at our fingertips, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's difficult to translate that data into a punchy 10-second snippet, but you know the departments of
why
social
don't they just use some jump cuts?
Social...
That works.
Jump cuts. Well, the problem is that the economic data, you know, we have data on jobs and we have data on exports and imports and all these things. The data on people who go to school. We examine all of our kids all the time. We know, you know, exactly what they're doing all the time. And we have all this incredible amount of surveillance going on. This is an enormous amount of data at our fingertips.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
We talked about this the other day, remember?
The problem is a politician often... I think there's a difference between having the data and converting the data into something that makes good sense and making conclusions from it, drawing conclusions from it. And often people will try and... draw the conclusions to fit their own agenda in many ways.
Yeah.
But also sometimes in this data, there are fairly strong biases or indicators that a certain thing is a certain way. So for example, immigration, there's probably a lot of evidence to show that in some countries and certainly in America, maybe these days, I don't know, it's a good thing. Okay. A little bit of it is a good thing. You know,
having
people come in, you know, there's probably some statistics that show, you know, how hard they work versus other people or how happy they are versus other people. There's probably all sorts of studies done. And the problem is that many politicians are just humans and their agenda is very locked down to win the next election. And so often they will just not... They will just like, it's, I guess it's not lying, but it's definitely not... And it's bending the truth. It's a little bit like what we do here in many ways, you know, or what all humans do. They hear something, interpret something from it, and then repeat that back out. A little bit like Chinese whispers, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So
like telephone.
Yeah, like the telephone game. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I say stuff very confidently, and it's bollocks. And it's because I've heard it wrong, or it's Carl Pilkington's its way out of my head, you know, in that I got completely the wrong end of the stick. And so, oh man, I think it's hard to go through life being 100% correct about every single thing. And I think this is something that humans have struggled with for a long, long time. You know, how to live your life. We don't really talk much about philosophy, but do you follow the philosophical teachings of anyone in particular, Sips, or have you?
Yes,
kind
I
of...
do actually. I'm glad that you asked me about this, Lewis. I follow the philosophical teachings of a man called Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, and, I did mention him.
I think that is a guy who knows what's up in a lot of ways, actually. You know, he asks the real questions. He wants the real answers as well. And, you know, I think it's like, it's just deep, you know? It just makes you think. It just takes you down to that level.
Yeah, it does. But it's the same thing with having a kid, right? Because kids look at the world in such a different angle. Carl Pilkington looks at the world.
Very innocent way.
Yeah, through... They don't have a filter. They haven't been ground down by the realities and everything in the world. The next generation are calling themselves iGen.
iGen?
Do you like that?
Oh, like because of like Apple. iMac, iPad, iPhone, iGen.
Jod125 says we're 98% similar in DNA with a potato. I'm not sure that's true. I think we're 99% similar in DNA with a mouse, and like 99.9 with a chimpanzee. Maybe.
Is that why they use mice for experiments, like lab experiments?
Yeah, mostly it is actually.
That's why they feed them cocaine and stuff.
I'm not sure they're doing that. Poor Lewis. He was trying so hard to complete Sips' sentences. Sips didn't even acknowledge his attempt to find out if they are soulmates. So did you...
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
You were trying to get me to complete your sentence. And
no, you were trying to complete my sentences and I wasn't paying attention to you doing it.
Right.
Because we were having a conversation about soulmates and we were saying, like, you know, you meet that one person and they just know what wavelength you're on and they complete your sentences.
That's right.
And then after that, for like a couple of sentences, you tried to complete my sentences.
Man, I forgot
about
that.
That was really sweet. I like that. I like that a lot.
I'm so sorry. See, this is what happens when you make me read comments. I'm just sifting through this torture.
That's
there's
cool.
So many like, awful comments.
I like having a one-sided comments. Conversation
I'm
with
skipping,
myself.
I'm skipping the lovely ones because I'm looking for sort of controversial things to
no,
talk
no,
about.
No. Read the lovely ones. Come on, I need it today. I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps. I want to read. Oh, Sips. Holy shit. I can just tell you've got a huge dick. Oh, I bet you it is gigantic. Oh, and it probably glistens in the moonlight and it's probably got like really... really nice veins and everything. Like, those are the kind of ones I want. It's the kind of shit I want to hear right now. No?
No.
You don't?
Well,
you're not
okay.
Up for that? Okay.
Sure, I'll do some.
Sips, keep up the good working out. Holy shit, you are ripped. Man, you
Alex
look good.
Alex M. Fucking hell, Lewis really does waffle. Ha ha.
That's not a nice one. See, what
Jamie,
you do that to
a, that's 111 upvotes. Oh. Jamie A242. This year, Team Double Dragon will retire because Sip stabs himself with a Lego piece to escape Lewis's drivel. That's got 100 upvotes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Some people complained about me mentioning... A lot of people got very upset, actually, about me mentioning... When I mentioned single mother families, okay?
Right.
And how that's a very sort of... traditionally something which the Republicans and the Conservatives they don't like. It's a kind of one of these things, and I think I mentioned it in context of I'm worried that I'm becoming more conservative as I get older, right?
That's a big fear for you.
It's weird.
What's
though,
one thing you fear in this world? Becoming more conservative.
It definitely is. And I think when you look at the things which these it's definitely more old fashioned values, you know. You know, something like gay rights is much more opposed by older people and older generations, right? And so I guess what we talked about was, I guess what I'm trying to say, okay, yeah, is that there's two sides in politics, okay? There's the liberals broadly and the conservatives who are more old school values, okay?
Right.
And yeah, therefore the conservatives are kind of old school. They believe in the things which I guess older people have more value in, you know, like family, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that a more liberal mindset would be anyone can raise kids anytime as long as they're qualified, blah, 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 blah. I think that, do you know what? I think that probably some single parents raise the best kids that exist, okay? I think some of the single parents are fucking probably super amazing.
I think that's a big turnaround from what you were saying last time.
I think that, do you know what though? I think that all parents probably should be required to, you know, bring up a puppy before raising a kid, you know, or something like that. Should have to, because I think that a lot of them don't know what they're getting into. And also the thing I noticed with you and Terps, and also Ben to some extent, is all three of you are sort of terrified that you're going to mess this kid up. And you're like super, there seems to be like a super amount of pressure on you guys to perform. And especially with the first kid.
It's tough.
You feel like, oh, anything that you do might cause... You read far into implications. You say, oh, you know, am I teaching him bad things by doing this? Or, you know, you've got to balance kind of your own fun and happiness with being serious and having responsibilities. Oh, my God. So I guess what I'm trying to say is...
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that... I think that single parents are probably fine. I'm not backpedaling from what I said last time. I think that there are certain things which single mothers... I think it's probably slightly dangerous that we're having this... a lot of single mothers bring up a lot of kids. Almost as the norm, okay? Almost as if it's starting to become cool to be the norm. Because I think that that... family unit is a strong thing to have, and it's a happy thing in people's lives.
Yeah,
and I think that probably the mother misses out on that just as much as, you know, from not having a single from
the baby daddy.
You know, exactly as the kid does, and I think that, but that doesn't mean that they don't bring up kids well. I think they do, and I think that if they're the right people, then holy shit, they probably do a way better job than a ill-suited family would do.
All right, well, join us next time where hopefully we offend you more with just us being raging a-holes.
Sorry, I don't know why. You asked me to read the YouTube comments out, and all it's doing is causing me to have the same old raging...
He's having some sort of seizure.
...rants again.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Oh my God.
We'll think of something else.
I'm getting
for next
so hostile
time.
About it. It's getting really, to me. See, this is a bad.
You don't want to meet this guy thing. In the dark alley. That's for sure. You can bet your ass I'll be doing a 180 out of there. All right. Well. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.